India has always been known for its love of literature and for its pantheon of great writers, but an unexpected literary phenomenon is now sweeping the nation, a fascination with the 20th century British humorist P.G. Wodehouse, the man who gave the world the quirky gentleman Bertie Wooster and his faithful manservant Jeeves. From New Delhi, Mandy Cunningham has this report.
It's a warm, musty evening in South India. In a downtown restaurant, a small group has gathered around a table, drawn together by a common passion. By day, these are lawyers, account executives, software engineers, white-collar workers from a modern metropolis. For the next few hours, though, they'll transport themselves into another society and another age.
I'm Deepak. So I go by the name of J. Hamilton Beamish. That's a character from one of my favorite books called The Small Bachelor.
This is the last place in the world you'd expect to find a gathering like this. Bangalore, India's high-tech capital, a bustling city at the country's cutting edge, and a far cry from the strange world in which this group will tonight immerse itself.
1958, the edition, the first edition of some book. I bought it second, and it was presented by some.
These people have gathered to share their love of the works of the comic novelist and satirist P.G. Wodehouse. Each person has adopted the name of their favorite Wodehouse character.
My name is Ram. Go by the name of Smith, Rupert Smith. Smith preferred to use big, long words. You know, he would use 20 words in a sentence when 5 would suffice. It's an eccentricity of sorts, but I felt that it's something that I would like to adopt myself.
The group, like many others around India, knows everything there is to know about Wodehouse. They know that he was born in England, that he spent most of his years in the United States, becoming an American citizen, and that he wrote short stories, lyrics for musicals, and almost 100 novels. The reason they're so well informed is that most of them, like Narupa, was introduced to Wodehouse at a very tender age.
When I was about 9 or 10, there was this Hindi serial on TV, and I remember my father was so disgusted with the adaptation that from his office library he hunted out a copy of Leave It to Smith and made my sister and me read it.
Most of the group cut their teeth on stories about Wodehouse's most famous characters, the erudite gentleman's gentleman, Jeeves, and his affable but buffoonish aristocratic boss, Bertie Wooster, depicted here in a BBC adaptation.
Ah, Jeeves, I've just been having a chat with young Tuppy. Did you happen to notice he wasn't looking very roguish this morning?
Yes, sir. It seemed to me that Mr. Glossop's face was sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought.
Quite. He met my cousin Angela in the larder last night, and a rather painful interview ensued.
I am sorry, sir.
Members of this group keep in touch daily on the internet, and from time to time, when they want to forget the hot and muggy Bangalore nights, the group comes together. They hold quizzes. They mull over their favourite episodes.
Which is another classic one, no? Those two are talking about the weather.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We thought of book. That. We didn't bring that.
They read extracts.
It was painful for one of the headmaster's scrupulous rectitude and honesty.
And there is, says Ram, or should that be Smith, a running competition for the largest collection of Wodehouse books.
It's pretty much become a passion inside the group to, you know, be the first one to get to 100%. Some of us, I think, are close. Gally is close. Claire is very close. I'm pretty close. But there are people, you know, who have all the books. That's an achievement.
It is indeed, sir, as Jeeves would say. For NPR News, I'm Mandy Cunningham in New Delhi.